he was interested in helping people. Really, that was the basic idea. And he found himself in the military hospital in London during the Blitz and the bombing, and felt that these civilians, you know, were the ones who needed the help. The military doctors didn't have a lot to do, so he worked at some of the civilian hospitals and saw the problems caused by distension. Because if you have a little bit and the surgeon goes in and irritates the bowel more, then you get a lot more distension. And so he was trying to find some way of keeping the surgeons away from the patients. And that's when he came up with a tube and made it work. Whereas an American tube, along the same idea, didn't work, but it was patented in the States, which got into all kinds of later troubles. In the main course of what I was working on, one of the early surgical specimens that he got from a patient that he'd used the tube on turned out to contain a cancer. And he had heard about ultrasound at a party with a fellow named Finn Larson, who was one of our assistant secretaries of defense after this period. He was the director of research for Minneapolis Honeywell. And Finn told him about the echo-ranging radar simulator that Bosch and Lohm, I think, had developed for the Navy. And they had installed one out at the Will Chamberlain Air Base in Minneapolis. And a friend of mine from high school days was the first class technician who had installed it. That all developed later. Anyway, Wilde took his sample out there and hung it over the edge of this water tank. The radar simulator flew an ultrasound transducer with the same beam pattern scaled down as a radar. You haven't heard of this device.
I don't know about this device.
The basic problem we had in World War II was that nobody had ever flown a radar set over the islands of Japan or the South Pacific. Germany, for that matter, and we didn't know what they were going to look like, and how do you teach a bombardier how to hit a particular target when you get this, this picture. I discovered later in the Navy, our navigator would bring down a road map and stand in front of the radar indicator and ask me, is this that, where are we?